Hi folks, Joe Stagner here, and in this Quick Hits video, I'm going to demonstrate a new ASP.NET 4 feature that allows us to dynamically assign page metadata from inside our code. Metadata obviously is important because search engine optimization depends on the use of metadata so that search engines, indexers, or crawlers can evaluate your page and use the metadata in conjunction with other data that it acquires by analyzing your web page to determine when a search result should include a reference to your page. So in this application that I have here already built in Visual Studio, this is a sample application that I used in a previous Quick Hits video, and it shows a list of authors from the pubs database sorted by state. And in this particular video, I'm determining state by virtue of using URL routing. So the last part of the URL is the state abbreviation that will be passed to the data set that is bound to this data grid. So let's go ahead and run this just as it is. And you'll see as we select a link or enter a state, we get a list of all of the authors in this case from the pubs database in California. But if we go and look at the source by saying view source in our browser, what you'll see here is that there's no metadata associated with this page. And of course, for SEO purposes, this is problematic. Now, in our application, we could go into the page source and go up to the page entry, and either at the page entry, the page directive in our ASP.NET page, or just in static HTML in the head section, we could statically define metadata, a description and keywords for our page. But in the case of this particular application, that metadata would be generic and only moderately useful at best, because we really want the metadata to include information about the state whose data is being displayed. That's the way we're going to get the best search engine optimization. And because that's dynamically determined, it's only known at runtime. Well, that's okay. ASP.NET 4 gives us a way to handle this problem. So, let's go into the code behind for our list creation code. And the first thing I'm going to do is I need to get that argument, right, the state abbreviation, out of the URL. So I can do that. Let's get a string to hold it. So we just call that state ID equal page dot route data dot values, and this isn't the metadata part. This is just the URL routing piece where we need to extract the argument from the URL. And if you're interested in how that works, by the way, please do go ahead and look at the Quick Hits videos that I did on the new routing features in ASP.NET 4. So now I should have the string value in this string object state ID. Now I can go ahead and I can set up the metadata. So for example, I can call page metadata description, and I can say, let's set this equal to a list of pubs authors by, and then we'll append that string. So actually, let's make one little change. Not by, but we'll say in. Right, so that sets the description of our HTML page, and we can also set the keywords. By saying meta keywords, here we can say list pubs authors, and then we can append that dynamic field. So now let's go ahead and run our application again. Look at go to a list and look at view source. And here you can see that we have the metadata that we expected. Here we've got a list of authors in California, and our list of keywords includes California as well. Now, if we go back and list a different state and then go back into our source view for the page, we'll see now we're picking up that dynamic value. So instead of California, it's Utah. So we have very context-specific metadata being inserted into our page using the new page description and keyword properties that are available in ASP.NET 4. ¶¶